This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McBean. After China announced Friday of additional tariffs of $75 billion worth of American products, U.S. President Trump upped the stakes. The United States will additionally hike tariffs on Chinese products, according to the president. He's saying he's increasing the 25% tax effective October 1st on $250 billion on goods of products from China to 30%. Additionally, Trump announced on Twitter the tariffs on the remaining $300 billion of Chinese goods to be imposed on September 1st will rise from the 10% level to 15%. He also declared he is ordering American companies to immediately start looking for alternatives to China before departing for their G7 summit in France. The president explained why he believes he has that authority.
Well, in 1977, we had an act passed, a National Emergency Act. I have the absolute right to do that. We'll see how that goes, but I have the absolute right. 1977, check it out.
The escalating trade war unsettled markets Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average of the New York Stock Exchange closed off more than 620 points, a loss of 2.37%. North Korea has conducted another missile launch, violating an apparent promise to President Trump to refrain from such tests after the conclusion of U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan's government first reported the launch, calling it a ballistic missile. South Korea's military confirmed the news minutes later, saying that North Korea had fired two unknown projectiles from the South Hamgyong province into the sea off its eastern coast. Earlier this month, Mr. Trump in a tweet said that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un promised to stop launching missiles and return to nuclear talks once the latest round of U.S.-South Korean military drills ended. This is VOA News. Hong Kong gears up for more protests as some demonstrators plan to again to target the city's airport this weekend. Hong Kong police said Friday the city's high court extended an order restricting protests at the airport. The airport authority also published a half-page notice in newspapers urging people to love Hong Kong and not block the airport. Protesters have called for an attempt Saturday to blockade routes to the airport, which could disrupt the complex if large numbers turn out. On Friday, thousands of Hong Kong protesters joined hands to form human chains in a peaceful protest, recreating a Baltic chain that pro-democracy demonstrators used against the Soviet Union 3 decades ago. Under increasing international pressure to contain fires sweeping parts of the Amazon, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has authorized use of military to battle the massive blazes. The fires and environment have taken center stage as G7 leaders gather in France for a 4-day summit. Reuters' Joe Davies.
The 4-day summit gets underway here in Biarritz on Saturday. The big theme is supposed to be about improving inequality across the world, but as security is tightened ahead of world leaders arriving, instead the theme appears to be securing the future of the planet. The Amazon rainforest is burning at a rate never seen before. Hundreds of thousands of hectares have already been destroyed. It's prompted French President Emmanuel Macron to declare an international crisis, as he called on fellow G7 leaders to urgently discuss the matter. And Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar has said Dublin will vote against a trade deal between the European Union and the South American trade bloc Mercosur unless Brazil takes action to protect the rainforest.
That is Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. A Moscow court has ruled to keep an American man suspected of spying in prison for at least 2 more months. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has that story.
The court had ruled to keep Paul Whelan behind bars at least until late October. Whelan, who is reportedly kept in cramped conditions, had felt unwell, and the American embassy last month had said his condition had generally worsened. When called, Russian paramedics, however, said he did not require hospitalization. Whelan, who holds multiple citizenship, was arrested in a hotel room in Moscow in December last year and charged with espionage, which carries a long prison sentence. He has publicly complained of poor prison conditions and has said his life is in danger. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, the VOA News.
Great news. It's It's VOA.